eres tú. Mi vida estaba oscura y tú pusiste la luz. Siempre he sido real y tú eres lo que quiero. No me cambia la fama, la prende el dinero. Por encima el dinero, montarle en el jet, viajar el mundo entero. Por si dejo la calle, los vicios, los puteros. Te compro un palacio, te lo hago despacio. Tus senos te pegan con tu pelo lacio. Te quito el rol, el cuerpo usa el casio. Contigo yo me siento como un gal espacio. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No tienes que dudar. Nunca te voy a dejar. Que no existe otra que me pueda llenar. Vivir sin temores como no respirar. Girl, hey, hey. Tú eres tú. Mi vida estaba oscura y tú pusiste la luz. Siempre he sido real y tú eres lo que quiero. No me cambia la fama, la prende el dinero.
Pensándolo ya, falta no me hace. Y mi cama olvidó tu olor. Y es que ya mi corazón por ti ya no late. Por eso hoy se va.
Por eso hoy se va. baby, la vida es un ciclo. Y lo que no sirve, ya no lo recicla. Así que de mi vida muévete, que si te lo metes para recordar un TBT. Yeah, ya yo me cansé de tus mentiras. Ahora hay una más dura que me tira. Todo tiene su final, todo expira. Pero el pasado y el pasado nunca vira. Arranca por el carajo, mi cuerpo no te necesita.
Oh yeah, are we on? Is this thing on? Oh, huh. I forgot to throttle this motherfucker. Oh, what's up, mi gente? You just tuned in to Culture Fest, baby. We're about to broadcast with so much finesse that it thrills me. And I only podcast with the best. So I got my... Yeah. I was practicing that. How was that? Was that good? Was that a good intro?
It was good.
It was much more. I'm gonna get it down. Was that good? That was good, huh?
It was good, was that fire? I'm just saying, yeah. You're definitely a freestyler.
I'm a freestyler, huh? But yeah. Burns, why you keep trying to tell me to take notes? You know, Burns, you know,
Burns,
I tried. Yes. All right, well, with that, mi gente, welcome to Culture Fest. We about to do this. We about to be epic. I got Lily from the Lust to Love show to my right or my left, one of the two. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing good.
Who's our guest tonight?
Us.
Us? It's just us tonight?
Shit.
Oye, oye.
¿Qué más tú quieres?
¿Qué más quiere mi gente, no?
Y como dije la vez pasada, tengo que hablar más español.
Yeah, oye. Yeah, I was seeing you practicing your Puerto Rican get down, huh?
Yeah.
Throwing some words at me. What would
you know, I was
thinking,
I'm like, hey, like, what is my accent? I know it's pretty fat, and but it's not full Puerto Rican accent, pero tampoco es salvadoreño.
Tampoco.
So I'm a both, and I got the Bay Area accent.
For sure.
Porque nadie
you got
en
that
este
Frisco,
mundo
you got that Frisco talk, huh?
Tiene mi acento.
Nadie. Entonces, ¿de dónde
if
eres?
If you do.
Entonces, aseguro que ni es de este mundo, ¿no?
No, no es de este mundo.
Yeah, look, I dropped the camera, too. Look at that. We're doing it for the IG. Is it for the IG? Where are you going to put these videos at? You got this dope-ass camera. It's right there. Folks,
Thank you, Mikey.
Hey, shout out to Mikey, definitely one of our Culture Fest sponsors. Shout out to our other sponsor. Who's our other sponsor? You better know who our other sponsor is, baby. It's Purple Star.
That's right.
Go check them out. We're about to give you some amazing reviews on some stuff they gave us. They gave us quality cannabis for the face, the oils, for the doggies. You know, to also for recreational, for pain as well. So we tried them all, and we're about to give you a review on one thing that I know you can do with cannabis, which is
a lot of things. Do we want to jump into that? Not yet.
No, let's
go
what
ahead
do you
and
want to do?
Otro mi gente, que quiero comenzar a hacer también es, you know, give it to you guys and just tell you like where are the reggaeton things happening this week. You know, where can we get some parties? Where can we try to get in for free?
Right.
Can we try, you know, something that we've been talking about?
Tal vez
podemos
that?
Agarrar tiquetes gratis.
Hey,
para
we should
a
call
la
up
gente.
These spots. We should call up these spots and be like, hey, yo, I got the number one best urban Latino show in, I would say, I would go ahead and challenge anybody to try to take this from me. And if there's a better show, shoot me a link because I got to check them out. But I guarantee you this. When it comes to urban Latino, and I'm angry right now. Nah, I'm not angry. But when it comes to urban Latino, I really pride. Yes, we about to put the gloves on because there is no better show bringing you the best, not just local, worldly kind of urban Latino you can get. And guess where it's at? Here on allinradio.com, baby. I've been seeing my stats. Burns hits me with my monthly stats.
I saw that.
To then shoot it out to my sponsor. I was surprised. I was like, for real?
Yo no oigo.
No oyes nada.
No oigo nada.
Le subiste a tu...
I did. Hold on, let me just... Test.
You turned all the dials?
Yeah, that's okay. Cuando sorda, mucho grito.
Yeah. No te limpias los oídos?
Oh yes, I do.
Did you know you're not supposed to clean your ears with Q-tips?
You know what you told
you're
me that, but
you're only supposed
what,
to
what
do the
I,
outside of it.
That's
you,
gross.
You are not supposed
that's
to stick.
Gross.
You're not supposed to stick anything in your ear. Now, what you can do, folks, take a note of this, okay? You can get a salt, like con un líquido that breaks down all that good stuff. And then you tilt your ear and then you...
¿Qué clase de líquido?
Yeah, oh, dude, it's amazing. The things that you could pull out your ear, you wouldn't believe. So try that better. Because all... like, if you did this, you'd be so freaking surprised how better you can hear and the things that actually come out of your ear.
Pero es que yo no me lo limpio por oír. Están sucios. So.
No, te digo, no estás limpiando. Lo que te estoy diciendo que en verdad, señorita, no está limpiando nada. Si crees que te lo estás limpiando, estás empujando toda esa madre más para adentro.
Well, it feels clean when I do, okay?
Google it, folks. Just Google. Oh my God, it'd be crazy, right? If you Googled ear cleaning with solution that breaks down the ear
wax.
Like, there's like nuggets. Like, literally, como.
Ew, okay.
Yeah. So that's the health aspect, folks.
of culture fast.
You know, here we tell people how to take care of yourselves too, baby. It's what we do. Because that's what we do, baby. We take care of people, right? And with that, Mr. Burns, let's take care of the ears. Let's take care of them booties and shake it with that fucking new they can't find anywhere else, baby.
Nunca se deja ver, no sabe disimular. Tiene lo suyo y le va bien, pero de noche conmigo le gusta portarse mal. Llega y lo que quiere es pescar, está puesta pa' bellaquear. Yo no la paro y a veces mira raro.
Se hace la que no me conoce, pero en mi cama se volvió un vicio como la 512.
Se hace la que no me conoce.
Pero en mi cama. Y entra traviesa. Tell me about that song. What does that song say? I love it.
Se la meto entera.
Beautiful.
Oh, me la como entera. Oh, my bad. Yeah,
yeah, all right. Thank you. But please go ahead. I mean, you are our knowledgeable urban Latino.
Gracias,
please, por favor. And do it a little bit in un poquito más español, a little bit of English, español. Please. Maybe.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, mi gente. So what? Do we want to start already? What's happening this weekend? What's happening this week?
You want to start with that. All right, yeah, for sure. Go for it.
I mean, I think we could save that for a little later. Fuck it. Let's go ahead and do it now, mi gente. Okay, so aquí están lo que va a pasar esta semana. So tenemos en octubre 10, que es un jueves. Tenemos Travesura Thursdays, Noche de Reggaeton at Audio. So Audio Nightclub, yep, right on 11th Street.
All right. Yeah. Audio. Mm-hmm. Fucking Audio is doing reggaeton?
They are.
What? And we haven't gone?
Travesura Thursdays, mi gente.
Oh, we got to check that out. Audio plays some amazing EDM. Like, that's the EDM spot. Like, dude, the line out of Audio is, like, mad for EDM.
Well,
so,
mi gente,
wow.
Now we have Travesura Thursdays.
Travesura Thursdays.
I kind of like that.
We can go after your show.
After my show.
After your show. Yeah.
It's actually from 9:30 to 2 a.m., mi gente.
You should tap in with them and see if you could. If you could be a host. After, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or tell them,
just kind of do an appearance, you know.
Yeah, tell them, give us, yeah,
I
right.
I can't host that. That's show day. I take Thursday, mi gente, very serious. I do. Okay, then, mi gente, moving on. Ooh, on October 8th, mi gente, we have Jay Cortez at the End Up. Rumba Fridays. So it's hip-hop
Jay Cortez
and
is going to be in town?
Yep, Jay Cortez is in town, mi gente. Check it out. That's at the End Up. 6th Street. Octubre 17, we have J Balvin at the SAP Center in San Ho.
Oh, wow. All right.
Tune in
all
for
right.
that también. Y Octubre 18, tenemos, this one's a good one. At the End Up también, it's called Dura San Francisco, Hip Hop and Reggaeton.
All right.
¿Qué más tú quieres?
¿Qué más tú quieres, mi gente? ¿Tú sabes lo que pasa por aquí?
Once again, October 10, mi gente, que es un jueves, Travesura Thursdays.
That's right.
At Audio Nightclub, the 11th, which is on Friday. We're at the End Up. Y después de eso, tenemos J Balvin, October 17th, que es un All Thursday right. at the SAP Center.
Go check them out, man. And with that, you know, you just gave me a great idea. We definitely got to start telling the folks where our local artists are going to be. It's what we were talking about when we were headed over here, right? It's like, I'm looking at all my local artists. The artists that we had on Culture Fest stage, you know, the artists that are my friends, they've been on this podcast if they were not on Culture Fest stage. Now, we're telling you about the local artists, too. Go support them. And as a matter of fact, a lot of them perform in those nightclubs. And that, I mean, this is what's coming out of San Francisco Bay Area right now. We're very lucky. We had the hyphy movement. The hyphy movement is legendary. You know, it's legendary, but I feel that it had its time, and now what's truly coming out, you know, it's the urban Latino from the Bay Area and the sound. I mean, I hear hyphy in it, like everything Bay Area from rap, like it's just, and I mean, the West Coast Latin trap, man. I think it deserves like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? It's just, what a blessing to be a part. What a blessing to be a part of it.
I mean, it's literally out of this world. Not only that, you know, mi gente, bastante de nuestros artistas, like, that's what they're doing out here. And not only that, it's just a mixture of sounds, you know. This week, I was actually, mi gente, working on a project.
The lead man's out there.
He is.
Can we drop some names, maybe ideas, kind of just ruffle around the feathers? Can we ruffle the feathers? Not yet. We won't.
Yeah, let's wait a little. But what I do want to say, what I was saying, you know, as I'm doing the biographies and just reading about some of these artists, you know, some of our local artists like Young and Flo. Not only did he do, you know, Mi Gente, the hyphy movement, but he also added his Nicaragua style to it. But not only that, like now he's taking the music on another level. Que Mi Gente. All of our artists are using up platforms. You know, like we're always checking out the IG, todo eso. Y siempre todos los artistas están trabajando juntos.
Qué hermosura. No, come, just my dude just came back from Panama. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm trying to tell you, like it's un movimiento tan pesado que mi gente viaja, toca, canta in the lab making beats, baby. When we talk about Urban Latino, there is nowhere else you could feel it better than Culture Fest. And with that, Mr. Burns, let them know.
Yep. Yo les dije, yo les dije, yo les dije.
Yeah. Hola, yo soy Young y yo sé que no me conocen. Soy la fiera nueva de California, ya reconoce. Trabajo con la estrella que tú escuchas en tu bocina. No me nieguen nada, sabes que la corona sigue mía. Ando con mi hermano, toma eso, mis chavalos. Si fallamos juntos, nos hundimos con este hijo de puta barco. Yo conozco a ese diablo, por eso no preocupado. Lo que me han probado, he encontrado, ni él está blindado. Hay una cosita que no entiendo, cómo hablan tanta mierda y me creen un panchero.
Un panchero.
Este hijo de puta está en serio, veo celo como si lo anunciaron el letrero. Pofi, acepta el paro, llámate un bombero que se le va a encender ese odio y me tirarán sin miedo. Como sumo no pueden con este peso, te lo juro, estoy seguro, lo corto como un serucho, ya les dije. Ya les dije, yo les dije, ya les dije. Recordate que te dije, po. Ya les dije, ya les dije. Recordate que te dije, po. Yeah. Ya les dije, ya les dije, chavalearnos otra vez, ando trucha otra vez. Esta mierda sencillo, prendí la estufa otra vez. Tuve cocinarlo vivo, enseñarles otra vez. Yo dije esto, vamos juntos, coma y sopa de re. Busco el pan de cada día, me levanto otra vez. Hacer esto como nadie se convirtió en un placer. Si lo dejo, yo lo dejo, no camino o al revés. Dice que ellos son reyes, están engañados, se les ve. Yo cada día progreso, ustedes no me conocen. Yo nací para esto, estoy convencido de eso. Nadie me saca de aquí. Eso yo te lo juro, como un cinturón y maquinón, yo ando tan seguro. Ellos critican movida para después aclamarlo. Les niegan las puertas, pero toca desbaratarlo. Espero que entiendan lo que estoy comunicando. Como lengua de mi género, yo llegaré largo. Y ya les dije. Ya les dije, yo les dije, ya les dije. Recordate que te dije, po. Ya les dije, ya les dije. Recordate que te dije.
Vamos a ganar, eso ya lo sé. Vamos a sumar, eso ya lo sé. Tengo un negocio en San José. Si vale la pena, lo voy a hacer. Tengo la californiana. Tírame una llamada. Me llama si tienes la lana. Si no, voy a fumarla. Miguel, la traje de Barranquilla. Linda como Sofía. Vayan poniéndose de rodillas y échese pa' la orilla. Ya lo sé, ya lo sé. Quieren vivir en mi casa. Quieren tomar de mi taza. Quieren robarse mi salsa, ya lo sé, ya lo sé. Me tienen envidia y ya lo sé, ya lo sé, ya lo sé. Quieren mi vida y ya lo sé, ya lo sé, ya lo sé. Me tienen envidia y ya lo sé, ya lo sé, ya lo sé. Nos tienen envidia y ya lo sé.
Trabajando de la noche hasta que salga el sol. Si tu ya me lo abre, yo le meto un gol. Yo me mantengo activo. Zapatos de cocodrilo, mi carro es deportivo. Tengo un Ferrari y ni lo miro. Yo tengo plata como un casino. Voy pa' Colombia con el padrino. Ya le champaña dentro del limo. Tienes nada y yo tengo pa' botar. Mami, pómelo pa' atrás y no vaya a parar.
Ya lo sé, si ella me mira me va a coger. Si tiene un novio se va a joder. Si viene conmigo la va a perder. Ya lo sé, ya lo sé. Si ella me mira me va a coger. Si tiene un novio se va a joder. Si viene conmigo la va a perder. Ya lo sé, ya lo sé. Me tienen envidia y ya lo sé. Ya lo sé, ya lo sé. Quieren mi vida y ya lo sé. Ya lo sé.
estás conmigo. Te convertiste en la dueña de mi cama. No sé si el rumor ya tengo un trance contigo. Me gustas tú, nadie me ves así de rico como tú. Suena el dembow y me perrea un poco luz. Me gustas tú, me gustas tú, sí, me gustas tú.
Me encontré en una esquina solita, me la robé de una manera insólita.
En la cara del noviecito le corté el convertible. Le dije a ese bobo, lado mío es invisible, ¿eh? Siempre me deja todas las casas mojas. Te cuento que se viene, tú sabes, ajá. Me tienes envuelto, adicto, porque cuando estoy bebiendo y fumando, la recuerdo en mi cuarto, encima de mí brincando, sudando. Al lado mío te necesito, haciéndome así despacito. No sé si es un solo romántico, pero a mí me gustas tú. Nadie me ves así de rico como tú. Suena el dembow y me perrea poca luz. Me gustas tú, me gustas tú, sí, me gustas tú.
Ya le quita con carita santa. Tiene a su novio pero carra le espanta. Hasta en el ambo la blusa se levanta. Le encanta el sexo, le doy duro y aguanta. Siempre me deja todas las casas mojas. Te cuento que se viene, tú sabes, ajá. Me tiene envuelto, adicto, porque...
Mi gente, for being a loyalist, we want to share with you one of the most affordable cannabis dispensaries in San Francisco. I am talking about Purple Star MG, located at 2520 Mission Street in San Francisco. Purple Star is a cannabis dispensary collective serving patients since 2013 under the banner Healing is Our Mission and directly benefiting four distinguished San Francisco nonprofit organizations. Whether you are looking for flowers, high-quality edibles and concentrates, or non-psychoactive CBD product, Purple Star carries a wide selection to meet your need. Purple Star, in the heart of the mission. Go check them out for their daily deals. Munchy Mondays, 25% off edibles. Terp Tuesdays, 25% off cartridges and concentrates. Wellness Wednesday, 25% off topicals, soft gels, capsules, tabs, tinctures, and CBD products. Thankful Thursdays, 25% off flowers and pre-rolls, and Fire Friday. Surprise deal. Call in to find out. Seniors and veterans receive 20% off. Mi gente, they offer several free demos and events every week. For calendar information, visit the website at purplestarmd.com. For any questions, call them at 415-550-1515. Llamen al 415-550-1515. You heard it here first, all in radio. Stop by and tell them Culture Fest sent you to receive 20% off.
Vamos a arrancarlo con altura. Vamos a arrancarlo con altura. Vamos a arrancarlo con altura.
All in radio.com.
El demo lo canto con Honduras. Dicen una estrella, una figura. Lector, aprendí la sabrosura. Nunca he visto una joya tan pura.
Esto es pa' que quede lo que yo hago dura.
Con altura.
Demasiadas noches de travesura.
Con altura.
Vivo rápido y no tengo cura.
Con altura.
Iré joven pa' la sepultura.
Con altura.
Esto es pa' que quede lo que yo hago dura.
Con altura.
Demasiadas noches de travesura.
Con altura.
Vivo rápido y no tengo,
you know,
cura.
Con altura. You know, the music was rolling. We was dancing. I hope everybody that, you know, this is what I hope for culture. Like this, you know, part of my intro that I was going to do for those that tuned in the beginning of it, you know, and you're like, what the fuck was that? It was that I, right? Right. And then, you know, because of that, I started jumping on your nose. Oosh, and I was trying to pull you.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we had a long break because we also had an argument. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, whatever, this, that, and the other. You
well,
know,
can I just say, mi gente, look.
Can I just not, say?
Oh, no,
see,
may,
I like that. I like that.
Can I just say?
May
I? May I? When you already did, so.
Anyway, let's change the subject.
So
we good?
So look, so now.
No, don't. No, one thing I always told you, don't air out your dirty laundry here on Culture Fest, because it's not what we do.
No, it's not airing out my dirty laundry. This is what I'm doing now,
you
right?
You put some Downy on it?
This is what I'm going to take over during the show, and this is what I'm going to do. This is my part.
And you were,
don't come over here.
And you were given, but you were given, but you were given that. But you were given.
Yo hice mi nota.
Oi, but you were given that part, right? But you were given that part.
Bendito.
Bendito. Bendito. Aplácate tú con tus. Hey, but you were given that part. But you also must remember. But you were, you right. Well, Bear's still on vacation. Shout out to Bear. That's my boy Bear. I know he always tuning in. Bear, we love you. We miss you. Bear, I'm waiting for you to come back, man. It's not working out. Ah, help me. I'm kidding. That's Lily from the Lust to Love show. You're right. You will be dropping all the information about the events, all the information about the artists, you know, like the shit that I can't read, right? Because that's why I jumped on you, because I had the script. I'm not a script. I can't do script. I shoot from the hip. You know what I'm saying?
Props to you, though. You try.
Yeah.
And
then I try to, like, jump on you to give you a hint to go ahead and
no,
deliver.
You're jumping on my notes.
I'm not jumping on your notes. It was just a hint. Like, yo, you're on. You could have just like heard one, two words. Cue, you know. But we're all trying. Hey, we're practicing, and this is what makes us perfect, right? Am I right?
No, that's right.
What
this
the
is
fuck?
Like, this is like a new stage, you know, and Culture Fest.
Where the fuck it else is. Would you get this? You know, one of the most beautiful things I've seen
parte.
That happen. May I say? May on my show, may I? Right? Mm-hmm. I may? You know what? You know, here in the studio, I'm going to just pitch you the vibe, right? It's me and Lily. We're in the booth. And then we got Burns killing it on the ones and twos. And then we have space just for the, you know, whether our guests are coming with entourage or previous, you know, hosts on other shows, right?
Right.
We're all just hanging out here. We're all just chilling, right? So when I'm preaching and I'm talking, like, my thing is to make one of them dudes just jump off their seat, just be like, oh, hell no, that motherfucker didn't, right? And just, like, I mean, where else can you get that, you know? You got people just coming through. Music is live. We all chilling. You got the best music you could find anywhere else. And now we got the best. You know, it's not the last. What time? How much time do we have?
Oh, we got enough time.
We got enough time? All right. We usually save the best for last, but what we really want to talk to you about is what are we going to talk about? I'm lost for words. That's your cue, right? You didn't jump. Oh!
Pues que no me dicen, hombre.
Dios
que
mío.
Vos puedes hablar
y
hablas como por una hora. I mean,
but that's why
the cue is kind of the same.
Baby, did you see my stats?
Looking at me. I mean,
my stats are killing it out
mi
here.
Mi gente, I guess that's my cue.
That's
okay.
Your cue, girl.
No. So, como estábamos hablando antes, things that I do want to start also doing is talking about, you know, local artists and what's going on with them as well.
Yes.
Why? Because
I think it's
we
so
are
important.
The Bay Area and we're a family. So, one thing, you know, I want to congrats. Is Iva
Dublin
featuring Johnny J Music with
check
their new Vito Blanco.
Vito Blanco, that shit was mad.
Yo, like
these dudes were part of Culture Fest stage, and I seen him perform. We were talking in the beginning, and we got a phone call. Oh wow,
we do.
Yeah.
A little later. Yep. Okay, so look, we have like I was saying, go ahead and check out the video.
Hello.
Hello.
Who do we have the play? Who? How'd you get this number? I thought this was a private line. Who are you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm calling to a private line. I'm sorry, man.
Buenas noches. Well, now that you called this private line, please tell us something
noches,
private
amigos.
About yourself,
¿cómo están?
Young man.
¿Cómo están? ¿Cómo va todo?
Hermano, we're doing very good. Who do we
wait
have the pleasure of having?
Otra
who is
vez,
it?
Dios mío. Es él. Otra vez.
Es el místico.
El mismo de la vez pasada.
Yeah.
Que se oye como... Yo siento que me están prohibiendo la entrada a ese programa, güey.
¿Vos?
Seré manquillado a pastillar y a dar malas noticias.
Otra vez dije, ¿y quién está hablando en el teléfono?
Se oye como el parcero, que no. Es el parcero, ¿eh?
God damn it.
I mean, I couldn't figure it out from the beginning, but...
I was like...
Hermano parcero, ¿cómo
yo,
estás, hermano?
I gotta
hermano?
Take up my headphones for this one.
No,
¿qué estás fumando? ¿Por qué estás tosiendo, cabrón?
Porque estoy fumando bacán. Fumándome el baretico, güey. Fumándome la marihuanita, la hierba mala, la hierba linda, güey.
¿Pero de dónde es la
la marihuana.
¿De dónde?
No.
¿Dónde la compraste?
La compré ahí en Mission. La compré ahí en Mission donde ustedes me recomendaron.
That's right, baby. That is Purple Star.
Purple Star, baby. Oh, right on.
He used his Culture Fest 25 to receive 20% off, mi gente. Otra vez, Culture Fest 25 para recibir 25% off.
Descuento de por ciento. Oh, okay.
You didn't tell me that. I've been paying like even more. Like they see me and they even charge me more because they think I'm too ugly to buy weed.
Dicen, ¿y este greñudo?
Este greñudo. Hey, charge him so much so he don't come back.
Wait, he's rocking his man bun.
Dude, your man bun looks... Dude, we're going to post a pic.
We
had this dude on the podcast.
We did have him.
He's
on
a fellow
podcast.
Podcaster, right? That was one of the best podcasts we ever did. Gracias, hermano. Oye, hermano, ¿y cómo está todo? ¿Todo bien?
Todo bien, aquí preparando porque se viene una festividad muy importante, ¿sí? Para que tengo entendido esta semana.
¿De dónde? ¿De dónde es la...? ¿Cuál? ¿Esta semana? ¿Not Halloween?
Sí, esta semana hay como que una fiesta muy importante, uno de ustedes dos, ¿no?
La semana...
¡Ay,
no.
Papi! Oh, ¡ay, qué lindo! ¡Oh, hermano!
¡Espantosa! Tengo miedo de verme con ustedes. Yo no sé, tal vez con los llame.
Mi gente, eso me dicen que hasta les da miedo salir conmigo. ¿Por qué? Porque es mi cumpleaños la semana que viene. That's right.
Happy birthday, darling. Yeah, it is your birthday, what?
30 años.
It's the 30-30s.
And looking better than ever.
30-30s, huh?
¿Qué dijiste?
Nah,
abuelito. Oh, I'm excited. Oh, thanks, Parce. We're definitely, mi gente. We're hanging out. We'll have stories for you next week.
That's right.
Damn.
Happy birthday, baby.
If you remember those stories.
So, you remember, that's the craziest part, right? I don't know for most of the people that are tuning in, Culture Fest, I'm Culture Fest Joe, and to the right of me, we got Lily from the Lust to Love show, and you could catch her show at 10 p.m. on the same dial. But,
yo dije que yo quería otro nombre diferente for this show.
On this show?
I just want to be Lil.
Lil? You gonna be Lil?
I'm just gonna be Lil. That's Lil.
It's Lil from the Lust to Love show.
Just Lil. Mm-hmm. L-I-L. I think that's cute.
Lil?
Why don't you just do L?
L-I-L?
L?
L-I-L?
No, es más. Nada. Ya, ni siquiera letra. No tienes nombre. No tienes nada.
Ya,
ay, gracias. Por favor,
please,
díganle
let's hang up the phone. Right now.
All right, we're about to hang up. No! Parce, are you there? No! We didn't want to do that, but he's there. Oye, parce, pero te quiero decir una cosa. Por favor, dile a la gente dónde te pueden encontrar, qué es lo que haces, por favor. La arte, mi hermano, lo que tú haces es algo magnífico. Please go ahead and drop that.
Did he hang up?
He hung up?
God damn.
He fucking I love that.
Can I just
what
say?
What a fucking exit. Like, what a fucking exit.
Yo, that, yeah. That,
find
that's
my dude
my
on, hey, find my dude on a previous podcast. Go ahead and go down the roster. Do you know what I'm saying? You could find it on any major platform. If you're tuning in live, thank you very much. I love that you're tuning in live. But it's not the only way you could tune in, my people. You can find this show on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other major platform of your choice. And I had that dude on my show. And now what does he do for a living? All kinds of crazy shit. But you could find him.
Mi gente, if you want to follow him, his Instagram is Carlos_VO5. Otra vez es Carlos.
I was gonna say the business he works for. Like now you're giving out all his personal information.
Man, he ain't got
now
shit
they going, no, he really crazy.
Come on now. Follow his crazy ass.
I love his pictures on his IG though. That's my dude. He's an amazing comedian. Still rough around the feathers to get on stage, but you know performs really good around his friends.
That's tough. That shit is tough.
That was his first time. We went to go see that motherfucker dropping. Like he was pumped. Everything told us about it, and then he failed to prepare, and he fucking, like, my dude bombed.
No, he prepared, but I think he over-prepared, and you know, so mi gente viene de Colombia, ve un comediante de Colombia, just saying all kinds of jokes that you know not a lot of people might like over here.
In San Francisco he was a little bit of politically incorrect, right? We should talk about, do you know what that word means, politically incorrect?
I
Yeah, I want to have a podcast about that.
I mean, to me, I think
that
it will mean, like, a bunch of things.
You remember we were watching that thing on that one show?
We watch a lot of shows.
What was that one show we've been
Family
watching?
Guy?
No.
Bob's Burgers?
Hey, dude, how old were you when this song came on?
Oy. I was little.
The Mind Explained on Netflix. The Mind Explained. Yeah, check. Look, folks, The Mind Explained on Netflix. Go check it out. I like it. It's a little pushy. It's very, I would say, even at this time, could be very controversial. But if you're looking for an open-minded kind of, like, good documentary, I like that one. I like their little segments. They're really good.
Ooh, how about the one? Oh, no, wait, sorry. This is not my show. I'll take it back.
No, please. Come on, man.
The one on orgasms.
Oh, right?
Yes.
Mind Explained. Go check out. Go. The one that really tickled me
It tickled you?
Yeah, it just tickled. Like,
oh, was that tickling?
Yeah. Do you know what tickled? Like, it tickled me. Like,
¿te gustó?
No tanto como me gustó, pero me interesó, ¿no? Como,
oh.
It made me laugh and just like, yeah, just kind of like in the moment, like, huh. Like a huh.
Eh.
Eh. No, like, wow, like, huh. Like
wait,
when you're tickled.
Wait, let me guess.
You ever sat on a duvet? You ever sat on a duvet? Mm-mm. Do you know what a duvet is?
I don't.
A duvet is like, I think that's what you call it. It's like a second, it's like, so, you know, it's like a, like you have your toilet and then you have your duvet, right?
Is it where a toupee?
A toupee is what you put on your head.
In a duvet.
A duvet. Now look it up. Let's find out, right? But you ever like washed your butt, like after pooping, like you sit on this other toilet? It's very fancy, right? I used to have them in my house.
Que te llega la agüita allá atrás.
Yeah, la agüita.
Entre las nalguitas?
Yeah, that's kind of like it tickled me. Like, oh shit. So if I had to express something, like, you know, you just shoot water up your butt to wash it and it's, whoa, like, hey, you know, kind of like, It enlightened me. You never sat on one of those fucking things? Dude, what trips me out...
You heard it here first, all in radio.
Like, what trips me out, like, honestly, is that why doesn't every toilet have that? Like, that's one of the worstest things. Like, you know, that's one of the most grossest things about, I think, humankind right now with all the technology that we have.
Still wiping your booty.
You're still wiping... Like, you literally said it. You're not washing your booty.
Yeah, you're wiping it.
You're wiping your booty. Let's get duvets. We should do that just on just like that should be a culture fest thing. Like all toilets made after 2020 should fucking have a duvet. Cause why are we still fucking wiping our asses and wasting trees? I think we'd waste less trees, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, cause out here in culture fest, baby, we are the shit. We're the fucking caca.
Can you wipe and then?
You ever?
And then do a little water.
Just a
squirt?
Little. How would you do it?
I would wipe first. Why we're talking about right now.
I mean, this is an important topic that most people don't fucking discuss, right?
All right. No, but
like,
you know,
this is important.
Okay,
like,
so this will be me. Me limpiaría el trasero primero y después que me llegue la agüita.
Después que te llegue la agüita. Ahora.
¿Tienes jaboncito también?
Es lo que la próxima pregunta. La próxima pregunta.
Uh-huh.
Era un jaboncito que
un
dice.
Talquito.
Maybe just there's a little button where you just put a little. Like,
oh no,
and then
oh,
just a fan,
no.
And then after
a
just
little fan.
It's a little fan just to take it all down. But the big, you know, one of the biggest problems I think with, I swear I'm gonna finish after this. Hold on, well, I think one of the biggest problems too is like how
I just
we use.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, I think one of the biggest problems too that I feel is how we waste like fresh water to flush poop, and it's. I mean, how much do you think? It's like a gallon. Un galón de agua gasta cada persona cuando mea y caga. Un puto galón de agua. Y la gente es muriéndose de sed alrededor del mundo. I think here it's 2019. You could get all kinds of weird stuff on your phone. Why haven't we developed that? Like, why are we wasting water? Like, one of the most, like, we created all these crazy apps and things to like push the ego, you know, our hate. You know, I think technology has been, but why can't we create technology at this point to create at least to save a gallon of water instead of shitting on a gallon of water? How about that? That was my deepest thought. That was it.
All right, and with that, mi gente, as you know, he's been smoking that cannabis from Purple Star.
oh, wait. Deeply thinking. Yeah, I've been on that been pineapple jack, thinking. Right?
So, esta es lo que nos pasó hoy.
Right.
Vamos a salir de la casa.
Shout out to Purple Star. They enlightened that todo deep chévere, ass conversation.
Y no encontramos el vape.
We lost the vape.
No, but we misplaced the vape. Pero mi gente, tiramos but toda la casa por la ventana, la cama, las cobijas.
It was so good.
Tiramos oh God, todo y no lo podíamos encontrar, okay? Yeah. So we were going to talk about actually our favorite type of vape, which is
I like sativa. I love sativa, and the vape that I got from them, the favorite one that I done, and they're all good, but you know my favorite is Pineapple Jack.
Pineapple Jack,
and it's their own product too. It's their own brand.
That's right, and their brand is spelled. I mean, it's said Ku, like Ku,
like
but
Ku?
It's spelled Q U U W.
I love it.
That's their brand.
I love it.
Ku.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, and with that, we didn't bring our favorite vape, but, you know, that's okay. One thing that I did want to talk about that actually I wanted to talk about since last week, mi gente, was about their facial serum.
Yeah. I've been trying it, folks. Just look at me in the camera.
And
I feel great. I'm looking great.
You know, mi gente, at first, you know, I'm kind of skeptical. Why? Because I have really, really oily skin. And, you know, my thought is, you know, I'm oily. Y me voy a poner más oil en la... in la cara, you know, I'm going to be extra oily.
Extra oily.
However, mi gente, you know, just a couple of drops of this Ku Miracle Facial Serum with only CBD. It's 400 milligrams of CBD.
Ooh.
MG.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just a couple of drops. And, mi gente, I must say,
I'm in love with it.
I liked it.
Me
encantó. You know, I'm like in love with this. And, you know, you can see it here for all of our Instagram folks.
Yeah. Now, that there is their own brand as well. That they...
This is cool.
They manufacture. They're the overseers of it. And they bring it to product in their stores. You can get it there. And I'm telling you, the prices are amazing there. I would say what they have there, you're getting at a lower price than other boutique cannabis shops.
That's right. And mi gente, this has, you know, safflower seed oil, sweet almond oil, sesame seed oil,
sesame seed oil. Wow.
Jojoba seed
oil.
Those
are all great oils.
And you know what this does, mi gente, here it goes. It fights wrinkles. You know, this is an anti-aging serum, anti-inflammatory. I noticed that. Yeah, cuando me levanté.
Se sentía un poquito puffy.
Hello.
Damn. Shout out to all the puffies out there, right?
Mi cara estaba bien puffy.
Right.
Y, you know, like I added this serum. Y no solo eso, it's also a moisturizer.
Right.
It reduces acne. Do you remember last week, mi gente? I was rocking this just huge pimple on my face. And, you know, it was not the business, but whatever. We'll talk about that. And, man, just the serum. Not only that, and I don't apply this just to my...
You got bit by a mosquito. This morning, where did that go?
That's why I was still a little swollen. But you know, not only that, it reduces acne, and CBD is a powerful antioxidant, so it's reduced free radicals and protects collagen production. So mi gente, para las arrugas, my
Oy.
Ladies,
Oy.
Para las
my gentlemen,
arrugas.
My gentlemen. Todos mis compas, toda mi gente, todos los chavos allí, todas las chicas, you know, just go check them out and drop Culture Fest 25. Is that right?
Culture Fest 25. Oh, I must say.
And tell them I sent you.
Yes. For the commercial, mi gente, you don't get 20% off. You get 25% off.
25%.
And that is Culture Fest 25. Once again, that is Culture Fest 25.
And one thing I want to end with.
Guess what?
What? Tell me.
Mi gente, this all month long, they have a promotion. And you buy any Ku product, you buy one and you get the other one for $1.
Yeah. And you get that 25% off. But now,
certain
items do not apply.
Exactly. So it cannot be combined with deals or promotions.
Oh,
so
okay.
You cannot combine it with this. However, if you buy one serum, mi gente, you get the other serum for $1.
For $1. And you get to try it.
They have,
can you mix and match? Can we mix and match? Or do I have to have... All right, we'll
get back to you with that.
All right, I'm sorry. I asked a question that she did not know. All right, cool. All right, cool. But go find out. Go find out and tell us about it. Where else are you going to get this? Ain't that right?
I try. I mean,
damn. Ya le dije.
Mi gente.
Ya le dije.
Vayan a comprar uno y después agarren otro por un dólar, okay? Yo no sé if you can combine it.
All right,
you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we about to find out. Now
we
will find out.
We will find out.
So, and you will find out on my IG.
That's right. So, mi gente, this serum is definitely...
All right, the one thing we know is they got the best cannabis at the best price. And if you drop Culture Fest 25, you're getting even a bigger discount. What more do you want, folks? I've been loving their stuff.
Ay, bendito.
Bendito. And your face looks great.
Oh, thank you. It's not puffy anymore.
It's not puffy. Se te fue lo puffy. And I've been getting high on that pineapple jack. Everything they gave us, the edibles, you know, the wax has been amazing. It's all been amazing. What an amazing experience. Now, I use cannabis. I first started using cannabis mostly just for like recreational, you know, as a young kid, you use it as recreational. But where we're at today, I think it's such an enlightening time, you know, where people, you know, made a business of healing alternatively, you know, healing with a plant. I mean, do you know the fascination and beauty about plants? Just, I mean, think about it, right? I mean, think about the rose, right? Let's philosophize for a little bit. Just think about the rose. The rose has been revered since it's been found, as a matter of fact. And to this day, it's still in our homes. Why? Because it's not only sexy and beautiful, but it's red and passionate. When you smell it, it's like you go into a whole complex of just love. That's the power of a plant. Think about how cannabis or your favorite vegetable or your favorite edible, or how about those psychedelic mushrooms and the peyote, how it's opened the mind and just brought us to different dimensions and taught us love. I mean, what a beautiful, beautiful idea. The plant. What do you think about plants? Hierbas. Herbs. You cook with herbs. You make magic with herbs. Like my thing when I cook, like I'm cooking with all these plants. Like when you're making a salad, right? You're making it and you're hungering for it. And this plant only lives and continues if you eat it. Because if you don't eat it, it goes extinct. Ya no vive. Ya no vive para nada. ¿Verdad? But just think about a flower that comes from Asia. And it was never brought to the U.S. when we didn't have trade, right? But this plant was so beautiful and so revered when someone who came from another land and they said, oh my God, this flower is so fucking amazing, and it was brought all around the world. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that trippy? Ain't that trippy? They're amazing, you know?
It sure is. Yeah. Okay, Anne. Tenemos 10 minutos.
I love her. Oh, you made him laugh.
Tenemos 10 minutos. Burns, otra canción y después regresamos otra vez con lo que está pasando esta semana. And I also wanted to, there's actually been a couple videos dropped this week from our local artists that...
Right, right.
You guys
and we
go
got one event too. My boy.
Right.
I know
go ahead and go into
the event, yeah, the
una
car
canción,
show.
Una canción.
All right, hit us with some music. We're going to come back with you.
Sigo igual, yo traté, pero fallé y ando mal, me duele la cabeza. Yo tengo
love music, man. Especially the music we play here, man. Shout out to Mr. Burns, the dude on the ones and twos. He you know, he compliment. I was gonna say that in my opening. Highly compilated, and like, nah, I'll deliver it later. But definitely, like, you don't get this anywhere else, folks. What a pleasure. What a blessing.
All right, mi gente. Yeah. So we're going to end this again. So once again, who have our local artists drop things? We have Iva Dublin, mi gente, featuring Johnny J Music. Con
Johnny
Blanco.
J, Iva. We love you guys.
Go ahead and check them out.
That's right.
We also have Miss Vicky.
Miss Vicky, we love you.
We love you,
girl. I'm sorry I haven't been posting. I ran out of data. You know what I'm saying? But we love you. Lust of Love got you. You know, Culture Fest got you. A big, big, big heart here. We're going to have you soon, Miss Vicky. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Happy birthday to you as well.
That's right. Her video with Mr. Fab.
With Mr. Fab.
That's right. With
Fabby Davis Jr.
The name of the song is With Me. Mi gente, With Me. Google ahead and check her out.
YouTube it.
That's right. That's right. Do whatever. And then we also have Alma Rose as well.
Alma Rose.
That's right. With Diamond. With Diamond.
With
That's
Diamond.
A new drop this week. And you
She's hard.
Hey, if you're listening out there and you know you're our fellow artists, make sure mandenos cosas que quieren que digamos aquí. Go ahead and send it. You know what? Talk about it.
Culture Fested, baby.
That's right, baby. You know you've been here. You know, just keep connecting.
Just keep connecting, folks. You know, we're gonna have You know what? We got a big Culture Fest family artist party happening. What I want to do is invite all the artists, the local artists, the ones making this big wave that are about to take over from the West to the East and beyond. All right, we are going to be the new BTS. Whatever BTS is doing here, the artists from the Bay Area are going to do when it comes to Latin Trap. I represent it, I live it, I love it, and that's one of the biggest reasons I created this podcast. And that's one of the biggest reasons I work with Burns. It's one of the biggest reasons I work with the team here, Lily from the Lust to Love show. We are going to put an event bigger than you could imagine, where you come and you hang out and party with the local artists, straight. Okay. Like it's gonna be a party. They ain't no scales. They ain't no scales. You know how you go to a party, you could get the VIP packet, you could get this, you could get that. The whole party is gonna be a whole VIP packet. You know?
Lo agarran todito.
With an amazing price todito. That you wouldn't. Todito, todito te lo voy a dar. Todito lo vamos a dar. Yeah, todito. I'm sorry.
No, todito lo van a agarrar.
Todito lo van a agarrar.
Vos me lo vas a dar a mí después.
Ay, te lo di bien riquísimo. ¿Cuántas veces, mi amor? ¿Cuántas veces?
I don't even know.
It was like 7. I think I counted 7.
No,
7.
There was definitely more.
Yeah.
Me puse golosa.
Eres una golosa, mi amor. That's the reason we didn't eat before we came to the show.
I'm starving. I just want some carne asada fries. Okay, pero mi gente, we're going to end this once
thank
again.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Octubre 10, tenemos Travesura Thursdays at Audio Nightclub. At the end up, we have Jay Cortez. That is Rumba Fridays, Friday, October 11th.
Rumba Fridays.
Then, you know, the week after that, October 18th, we have Jay Balvin coming to the SAP Center. And on the 18th, we have Duda San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Case at the end up. Yep, Friday 18th. Where are they going to catch us at? It is my birthday.
This weekend? Oh, the car show. I got to go support this. This is a good blessed friend of mine. Saturday morning, afternoon, we'll be in Fremont. You know what I'm saying? Come check us out. It's a beautiful thing. You know, it's for breast cancer awareness. They'll have the most sexiest models that you could imagine. Fundraising. Okay? And here are the deets. Go ahead, baby.
Since I... Sábado, octubre 12, de las 12 a las 6, en New Park Mall.
So New Park Mall.
That's in New York, mi gente.
New York.
Oh, I love New York.
Go check it out.
Okay,
I
so
love
we
New
have
York.
DJs.
Oh, my God, the nasty we things we did in New York.
We have vendors. We have models. And it's $30 per vehicle entry. Oh, if you have a really nice car that you want to show off.
Yeah, go come show off your car. And
go
that
ahead.
Money goes
go
to.
Go ahead and email carshows@teammg10.com. Once again, that is car shows at team MD.com. If you want to come and show off your car, go ahead and sign up. Not only that, mi gente.
Yeah,
you
are I hear there's going to be a badass infinity, man.
Breast Cancer Foundation.
It supports Breast Cancer Foundation.
Damn, these girls are hot.
They're hot, huh? They got some bad models.
Yes, they do.
Some very bad models.
Ooh.
Bad in a very good way.
In a very good way.
You know, if you know, so here's the beautiful thing, right?
Damn.
So the vendors are already there. The cars are already there. The entertainment is already there. The beautiful models are already there. Show up. It's free for you. You know, it's free for the pub. You know, I mean, and if you eat there, and you should. If you purchase something there, and you should, guess where it goes to? It goes to helping breast cancer. What a beautiful thing.
Breast cancer awareness. That's right, mi gente.
Yeah. And check out this you know, I have a friend who's going to be there. Shout out to my dude. You know, he's got a badass infinity. My dude Rock, we gonna see you, Rock. Thank you, man. We love you guys. That's Culture Fest, baby. Keep doing what you're doing. We love you. Thank you, Mr. Burns. All right. Ya estuvo.
Nací discos. No paciencia, no paciencia, mi demencia. Lo que hace que ella fuese un criminal. Después salió blasando un guero a reventar el mundo entero con el tra, tra, tra. Y le dimos reggaetón por detrás. Tra, tra, tra. Y le dimos reggaetón por detrás.
Y si crees que estés en mi área, 787, llegó la sicaria. Abran paso que voy sin freno. Siente el bajo que esto está bueno.
Con un corte de galán y un flow, él entra en acción y me pone on. Ella quiere ser el centro de atención y se pone tensa la situación.
Él se sigue, se me acerca y también me persigue.
Tiene que volar, cada uno en su lugar.
Relájate y disfruta, tomo parte, voy pa'lante, en mi arte, quieres que me...